for some reason we had to go to the Arctic Circle. I know it's a film about walking to the North Pole, but I'm sure these days they could have filmed it against a white backdrop with some fake snow. But no, we went all the way to northern Greenland, flying twice and then getting on motorized sledges for 4 hours across the frozen tundra. We came to a tiny village nestled on the edge of, it felt like the edge of the world. It was surrounded by hundreds of miles of white snow, and we filmed it on the frozen sea, so that it was flat and looked like it could have been the North Pole. And it certainly felt like we were at the North Pole. It was minus 30 degrees. There were we were taken to set every day on sledges pulled by huskies. We stayed in converted sea containers. We had a bloke with a rifle standing behind us during every shot in case a polar bear lumbered across the ice and savaged us. And it was incredible and bizarre. I can't imagine I'll ever work on a project like that again.
It's an environmental film. What did you think when you were in that landscape making the film?
I thought, I can't wait home, get home to buy a Hummer. It's a cliche, I suppose, but you realise how fragile, you realise how unspoilt a lot of the world is, and you're aware that as a race we can clumsily just trample on the whole thing, and how easy it would be to destroy it, and what idiots we'd be if we let that happen. It's so alien and beautiful up there, I think, because it's new to you and it takes you out of your normal environment. You get a sort of whole new perspective on planet Earth. It's the closest I'll probably get to actually that I've had to getting, you know, they talk about if you get into space and you look back at Earth and you see this little fragile green globe hanging in the middle of nothing, and how small and insignificant and tiny we are, and seeing all that vast, vast expanse of white nothingness, it made Britain feel like a very small, overcrowded place, that's for sure.
And how do you rate your green credentials? Would you class yourself as an eco-warrior?
I think my school report on green issues would be could try harder. I mean, I recycle and I cycle around, but I cycle around really because I don't like being on the tube, and driving it can drive you insane. I try and make decisions based on green issues, but I don't always succeed. So if the planet does disintegrate, a little bit of that will be my fault, but not all.